Our description of it is that it's really a celebration of the extraordinary resilience shown by women and girls in the face of violence over the centuries, really, and across the world.
What's your involvement in it?
We have done a number of global humanitarian concerts at Carnegie Hall, and this topic presented itself when colleagues at the UN Trust Fund to End Violence Against Women approached me a year and a half ago with a question of whether we could do something together. And I said, yes, there is a wonderful way in which music can make the case the ending of this terrible problem that has affected 1 in 3 women, we understand, everywhere.
Now, have these concerts received support?
Yes, we are gathering support from private donors as well as others. And of course, the box office is the place where we are expecting a significant amount of support, because the audience is in some ways the great supporters. And also, we have 98 musicians from some 40 different orchestras from New York, the United States, around the world, some of whom are coming at their own expense. But we have musicians from some 18 of the great music academies and conservatories, universities of the world, and some 16 different countries who are all coming together to give this project and the cause of ending violence against women what they have. And the most precious asset that they have is their extraordinary artistry. This is a place where the notes actually, in the words of Leonard Bernstein, are being made to do real work in the world.
And of course, some of the funds that will be raised in this concert will go to the UN Trust Fund to End Violence Against Women, correct?
Yes. The net proceeds after expenses will, in fact, go to the United Nations Trust Fund to End Violence Against Women for their extraordinary programs around the world. One thing I would like to emphasize here is that what a concert like this, and all, in fact, our previous 5 global humanitarian concerts over the last 9 years have done, is to create impact over a pretty wide spectrum of activity. That's media, that's the diplomatic community coming together, that is putting the cause, whether it be Darfur or HIV/AIDS, pediatric AIDS, or violence against women in this case, squarely on the stage of one of the world's great concert halls.
Now, what more do you think can be done to end violence against women?
Well, I feel like that is a question for our colleagues here at the UN Trust Fund and at UN Women. I know that their activity is extraordinarily wide. As artists and as musicians, we are lending our voices and our activity and our art. We are doing these 2 pieces, for instance, one by Rimsky-Korsakov and one by Ravel, which carry the name Scheherazade, who was the famous narrator of the Tales of the 1001 Nights, which has at its core a horrific example of violence against women. This ruler, who found his wife unfaithful to him, murdered her and her lover, and then proceeded to take a new young woman as his wife every night and murdered her at the end of the night. And this extraordinary young woman, Scheherazade, volunteers in the story and tells a story the first night that she is with him, and then, of course, leaves the punchline for the very end and doesn't release it. And then he says, no, 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 stay, I have to hear the punchline. So it goes on for another night. And she does the same thing, and another night, and another night. And the most important thing is that eventually she gets through to him and convinces him that his course of action is wrong and cures him of his need to be violent. Not only does she protect herself, she actually neutralizes the forces of violence. And that is the most extraordinary kind of resilience, and something that is not unique to Scheherazade, but is in fact something we see around the world, women and girls faced by incredible violence, especially in conflict situations, who have created the means to neutralize and protect themselves, their families, their children. And this is, you know, a very important part of the story that we are telling with this music.
Now, tell me, as musicians, do you think that you are having an impact in promoting this cause?
We must be. Violence against women is not something that lives in a far corner of the world. UN Women tells us that 1 in 3 women experience it. So the need to talk about it is ever present. And that also is the central part of this, that Scheherazade creates hope and possibility for healing and curing this problem